Opportunity to be with you here at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, in spirit and in truth. And it's good to see each and every one of you, and it's good to have this opportunity to be with you. Appreciate very much the good humble prayer that the brother prayed, and ask you a continued interest in your prayers as we stand before you. What I'd like to do this morning is, the last time I spoke to you, I spoke on the confessions of Christ, and I went over several characters in the Bible that made a public confession of Christ. And that was good to see those that in the scripture that tells us that made that public confession, but it's also good for us to understand what a public confession of Christ means to us as God's born-again children, because it is our duty and responsibility to confess Christ. Not only is it whenever we join the church, but throughout our lives. You know, people sometimes when they're out with others, they're Christians, they tend to want to hide the fact that they're Christians. Never be ashamed to admit that Christ is your Savior. Never be ashamed to own Him as the Savior of sinners, and of which, as the Apostle Paul said, I am chief. Never be ashamed to confess and own Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior, because He is the personal Savior of every last one that God the Father gave to Him in a covenant of grace before the world was. And when we've been born again, we should want to confess Jesus Christ as our Savior. I want to begin here with another character that confessed Christ. And this character was one that I didn't mention last time, But he was one that had an interest in God. He'd been born again of the Spirit. He wanted to worship God, but yet he was searching, and he was seeking, and he was going about to find out more about God that had indwelled his heart. And he had left his country of Ethiopia, and he had gone to Jerusalem. And the reason he went to Jerusalem was to worship. Now, he didn't go there to get salvation because he was already born again. He didn't go there to get the new birth. He didn't go there to earn a way to heaven. He went there because he had a desire in his heart to worship the Lord. And he went to Jerusalem to worship. Now, he was from Ethiopia. And when the worship service was over there at Ethiopia, then he headed on his way back to Ethiopia. He was a very important man of the country of Ethiopia. Ethiopia had a queen whose name was Candace, and he was her treasurer. So he handled all the financial dealings of the country of Ethiopia for the queen of Ethiopia. And so as he was headed back, he was sitting in his chariot, and he had a scripture. It was the Old Testament scripture, and he was reading from the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And God intervened and directed one of his apostles, one of his called preachers of the gospel, the apostle Philip, to go down to where the Ethiopian eunuch was. And Philip went down there, and he found him sitting there reading the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And when he saw him reading that, Philip asked him, "Understandest thou what thou art reading? And he said, "How can I, except some man guide me?" And then he had some questions about that he was reading there. And so he said, "Who is this man talking about here? Is he speaking of himself, or is he speaking of some other man?" And so then Philip began at that same scripture from the book of Isaiah, and he preached unto him Jesus. Why? Because that's who Isaiah was writing about in the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, was our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. So he began at that same scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus. Well, I don't know what all he preached unto him, but he preached to him more than just Jesus. He preached unto him the responsibility to be baptized and to confess Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we'll begin here at verse 35, and it says here of the eighth chapter of the book of Acts, verse 35, it says, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." And then after that he says, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?'" Now you see, that tells me that Philip not only preached unto him about Jesus and who he was, but about his responsibility to be baptized into the visible kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And whenever the Ethiopian eunuch said that, what was Philip's response to the Ethiopian eunuch? "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And then Philip said, "If thou believest, with all thine heart thou mayest. In other words, you're a candidate for baptism if you can truly say from your heart that you believe with all of your heart who I've told you that Jesus is, that he's the Savior of sinners, that he finished the work on Calvary's cross, that he came here for the specific purpose to redeem a people that God the Father had given to him in a covenant of grace before the world was. And he said, yes, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And then the Ethiopian eunuch answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, he made a public confession of Jesus Christ in order to be baptized and enter himself into the visible church kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now I want us to take a look at some scriptures here that tell us about this confession of Jesus Christ. Now we all know and realize, and if you don't, I'm going to tell you now, that Jesus at this very moment, Jesus at this very hour is seated there at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. Why is he seated there? He's seated there to make intercession for us. And in order for Jesus to make intercession for us as God's children that have been born again of the Spirit of Spirit of Christ, it is necessary that we confess Jesus before men. Jesus tells us that, and we'll see it here in Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus says in verse 32, he says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Now you want Jesus to intercede in your behalf? You want Jesus' intercession in the lives and the trials and troubles and tribulations that you face in life? Then you confess Jesus before men. You don't be ashamed to own Jesus as your Savior. You don't be ashamed to own him as the Savior of sinners, of whom you are a part of those. If thou will confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But he goes on and says, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Now I'm going to tell you about me. I hope this is your personal view yourself. I want Jesus to confess me before the Father which is in heaven. I want Jesus to be my intercessor when I go astray and Jesus to intercede in my behalf before God the Father. I want to confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior, not only today, but tomorrow and every day the rest of my life. Yes, confession in Jesus is very crucial and very important in our lives. Now we'll find over in the book of Luke, Jesus says this about confession of him before men. He says in verse 8 of chapter 12, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Now you know that's crucial and that's important. Now I don't know what you believe about angels, but angels are very crucial and very important in our lives. You know, we're protected and saved from calamity by angels. Sometimes we don't even know and we don't even realize. But I'll give you an instant in my own life. One time when my oldest son, who's in his 40s now, was just 16 years old. He was driving our car. We'd been to South Carolina to visit Carol's parents for Thanksgiving. And we was on our way home, and my son was driving, and my youngest son, who's about 5 years younger than that, who was probably about 13 years old maybe at that time, was sitting over there in the other seat on the front of the car, and me and my wife was in the back. We were coming out from LJ to Chatsworth, and we came over a hill, and it was raining just almost as hard as you can imagine that it was raining. Well, when we topped that hill, and there was a long hill coming down there was a stream of about 7 or 8 cars coming up that hill. Well, as we topped that hill, that last car decided he was going to pass all those coming up that hill. Well, here we were in his lane, and he's trying to pass all those cars. Well, now I got a little concerned when I saw that my 16-year-old son sitting over there driving, and I didn't know what would happen, what was going to do. But that car never backed up. He was going to pass them cars, even if he hit us head on. Well, when he got to where we were at, my son had no choice but to go off the road, which he did. But the road had a shoulder, maybe from here to that seat, there was a soft shoulder on that road, and on the other side of that shoulder was about a 100-foot drop down the side of that mountain. Well, when we went off there, I knew that was the end of us. We were going to be down into that ravine on that mountainside, all four of us. I thought we were all going to lose our life that day. But God, I'm telling you, I'm sure of this, God sent an angel to save us that day, because I'm going to tell you what happened. Whenever we went off that road, there's a natural instinct for a driver when you go off the road on a short shoulder like that, and the truck went by to try to get back up on the road. Well, when he did that, and he turned that wheel that way, because it was raining and that shoulder was soft, that mud bank came up about halfway of that wheel and stopped us about that far, maybe a foot from going off of that ravine. I'm going to tell you what it was. It was as if somebody reached up from above, grabbed our car, and stopped it. I'm telling you, I believe it was an angel of God. I believe an angel, God sent an angel to protect us and to keep us from going off of that mountainside that day. I'll never be convinced of any other thing. Now, I have a lot of other stories, and I won't go into them, where angels have come to my rescue, and I didn't even and I recognized it as such. So here Jesus says, if you will confess me before men, then will I confess you before the angels of God. And when Jesus, seated at the right hand of the throne of God, is interceding in our behalf, in behalf of the angels of God, that's a pretty good protection there, to have that. So confession in Jesus is very important in that respect. He will also intervene and confess us before the angels of God. Now we'll turn on over here and see one other scripture here. We'll find that confession of Jesus Christ brings glory to God. And we want to do anything in our life to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ and to God the Father. And it says here in the book of Philippians, in verse 11, it says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, what backing up into this, we'll find over in the first part of this chapter, it says, talking about Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of those things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now there's that public confession, and to do it, to publicly confess and say that Jesus is your Savior and your God, brings glory and honor unto God the Father, who sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to this earth, and he became obedient unto death. I heard a preacher say one time that Jesus volunteered to come. No, he didn't volunteer. God the Father commanded him to come, and he was obedient unto that command, even unto death. And he came here in obedience to God the Father, and redeemed us from our sin. And we should, in fact, confess him and bring glory and honor to God the Father. I thank you for your attention. Now pray for Brother Will Martin as he comes to preach to you. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Now to the power of God's supreme being. saved.